Blog Talk Radio.
Show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with the Z. The call-in number, 646-727-3279. I'll repeat that again, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard the show before and those who are listening for the very first time, welcome to the Online Happy Hour. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the very lovely, the very talented, the sexy hood dime, the multimedia diva, as sweet as she can be, sitting in a tree doing her THING, ladies and gentlemen, the very lovely Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful.
You ready to bring the realness tonight?
I'm ready to smack them up, flip it, and choke them down tonight on some real stuff.
That's what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do. Understand you're about to get some real talk radio all up in your everything because we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time is where we're at right now. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show, as you will know, just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight will be no different. I'm ready to bring the funk. It's about to hit the fan. Grab some towels and some Lysol. Get ready to clean up this junk as we swing it tonight, folks. It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2011. And it's about to go down like bad stock and get hot as chicken grease and hot as Dallas, Texas, folks. Please understand it's going down. Now, if you've been listening to the show, from the previous week, we talked about a real hot topic. We had some people chime in, especially the lovely Miss Lindsay Green of DallasBlack.com. And we talked about, so we've got a black president. And what? Now, it's not a political debate, folks, but we're talking about real situations. How we as a people, yes, you, me, she, and he, have been affected by the government and the administration of President Barack Obama. Now, we're not pointing one particular finger at anybody, but how are you dealing with the economy? Were you all behind the support of Obama? Were you cheering on? Did you want to follow John, what is his name, the little hand man, Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Were you following Mr. Kane? Were you following Obama? So the reason you chose to follow these people, how does it affect you? Go back and listen to the previous link and understand a little bit more about what we talked about.
And what are you doing to back up Obama and his plan? We went and voted.
Right.
But what else are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the impact and the influence that you have by supporting one another?
Right.
By going out and voting on your local council?
Mm-hmm.
If you do so, great, more power to you. You give it back to the community, you're helping Mr. President Obama out.
Right.
It's not just another number. It is what it is. We need to recognize, wake up, and understand what's really going on.
Now, you know what? Folks, Ms. Oatmeal said a key word quite repetitively there. You. You. This show is about you, not about us. It ain't about what we doing, because we're going to handle our business. But the message at hand is wrapped around you. Social media, want to be on different chat rooms and talking things and building your profile so people can see how fine you was back in high school. But now you turn around and, you know, six children later after your third divorce, you want to put all your business out there and let everybody know how good God's been on a regular basis. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to look at all the different aspects of how social media can affect your life. You know, there's the Twitter, there's the Facebook, there's the MySpace. For those of us who graduated from the Grambling State University Tiger Roundup, there's so many different entities. How was your weekend? The list goes on and on. Google Plus, I mean, it's out there. You try so hard to find yourself online because virtual imitation is the way to be. Dating networks, they can't find the right man, Miss Oatmeal, so they want to try such and such online and build a profile. Or they want to be LinkedIn to certain people because they want to have a business aspect and they want to do things to make themselves look better with that one picture that they took in the front seat of their car.
Okay.
Or maybe it was that club bathroom shot where they held their stomach in real tight.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just left the gym with that sugar rush and looking all swole. You know, when they want everybody to see how good they look and the appearance that the social media networks can provide for you.
Right.
But are you really living this life, and are you really using this to your advantage? Or is this just a way to vent out? Because deep down on the inside, you're really hurt, and you want somebody, anybody, to respond to your begging cry about how much pain you're really holding inside. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Social media networks, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. So understand, folks, it's going down tonight. Trust and believe. Holler at your Facebook folks, because some of y'all on Facebook right now.
Right.
Some of y'all are tweeting right now. Some of you all are texting right now. So tell your peoples to log in, listen, and learn. Me and Miss Oatmeal about to get down to it. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store, Dallas, Texas' finest urban women's apparel. Also, the place to get the controversial read, second place women who come in first, and Oatmeal Brown's hot single, Knickknack. The address is 3215 Kirkwood Street. I'm sorry, Kirkwood Drive, Suite 106 in Dallas, Texas. If you don't know, folks, and you know the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's off 20 off the Hampton-Wheatland exit on the other side of I-20 from Friendship West. Call my man Sebo at 972-283-4327. Again, 972-283-4327. And holler at Sebo if you want to keep your dress looking best all the time. And tell them the online happy hour sent you down there. It's about to go down, folks. Tonight's topic is going to be real controversial. So be prepared. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed, because this is what you're going to do anyway. Would you rather wait 2 hours and talk about it later? Well, go ahead and get your voice and opinion out right now, because we're going to talk about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they texting right now. Don't use my name. Oh, my God, y'all ain't going to talk about what I said last week. I didn't mean to talk about old boy because he stood me up on our date and I really wanted to get with him. Just might have to do that. Or we might have to talk about that time where you was really trying to holler at old girl and she wasn't feeling you, so you had to put it on blast. Mm-hmm.
How you inboxing who you think is cute.
Yeah, so what's your name is? Tell me something about you.
Tell me about yourself.
I think you fine. I had some chick hit me up from Yugoslavia. So how you doing? I'm all right. I'm doing quite well. And then the sanctified midnight people. You know, that's what I don't get. You want to catch the Holy Ghost on a Tuesday evening, roughly about 11:30, talking about how good God is, and then turn around and play some Freak Me Baby by Silk. Nasty.
I mean, well, you...
That ain't freaking. Freak Me Baby. And right after that, going to say, bless the Lord. I'm with you on that. If that's what you got to do,
I mean, maybe,
do your thing.
Maybe they don't mean it that way. You know what I mean?
I'm
it's showing all their different sides. sides. We all have many sides to us.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes on these social media networks, you let that side out that you need to keep it in.
A little too fast, right. A little too quick.
Social network is not for you to be airing out all your problems.
Because I'm going to keep it real, folks. I thoroughly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, when I go back and ask my parents, that I came here by way of Teddy Pendergrass. I can't get him off my mind and can't get him off my Facebook page. The dude speaks directly to the, I mean, he come with it. And I love it. I will post tonight, as a matter of fact, I will post another Teddy Pendergrass song on my Facebook page, for those that doubt it, because I'm feeling it. I understand what the message that he's saying. So social media networks are allowing people to express themselves in so many different ways. Now, don't think that you're exempt not to call in because, well, we say we trying to be right all the time. Y'all think y'all better than everybody. No. The voice is here.
No,
I'm sure you have one.
We have Facebook bloopers and flaws, too.
Oh, when I come with it, I got problems. I'm letting you know, baby, I am not perfect, nor will I ever be.
But sometimes people may feel like he need to keep that to himself.
What
you know what I'm saying? We all see there's a perception that's outside of the person that's behind the Facebook profile.
I think they got it going on.
There's always a perception. What you might be thinking that you are putting out may not be received the same way because, you know, everybody thinks differently.
Right.
You know, so
well,
with the many faces of Facebook, that is something that you want to be real. Yeah, it's a social network. You want to be real. You want to keep it 100. But at the same time, those people that is airing out all that other stuff, they feeling that same way too. You got to understand. You got to look in the big picture. So we're having this discussion, but there's very well somebody in the, you know, blogging, in the chat room, online, listening, who is Andy to say this? Or who is Oatmeal to say this when I feel like she was given a subliminal message 2 weeks ago about something? Okay? So, therefore, you have to really look at it in the big picture, but some folks do cross the line. They cross the line. But it's not all about bad stuff on these social networks. I mean, we're going to go ahead and jump into the discussion. I've had my childhood 5-year-old best friend find me on Facebook, okay? And that was a great feeling. I had friends that I had in Graham. We found each other again on social networks. So it's not all a bad thing. I could speak to a lot of my relatives that live in California from Facebook all at one time. So is that good? Yeah. Can it be bad? Yes. Because it's enabling us to, disabling us from calling each other.
Okay.
We
so is that
divide,
the purpose of a social network is to connect?
It's to connect, but at the same time, it can be addictive, and it can have its downfalls at the same, you know, with all the good in it, it can also have its downfalls.
Right.
I was off. I had deactivated my page for about 6 days for several different reasons.
Why you do that?
For several different reasons.
You're not going to share with us?
No, I'm not.
You're not going to be social with that?
No. Because everybody don't need to know my business. Hey, everybody don't need to know your business either. But did anybody run me off of Facebook? Heck no. Because there's more positive that I receive from Facebook than negative.
Okay.
That's not it. But I did find myself on it a lot.
Okay.
But I had to, one of the reasons why I left is just to see. Would I be missing something if I wasn't on there? I was. Why? Because all my close-knit friends, the majority of them, are there. And that's how they communicate. If you're not communicating through this network, you might not get the memo about the dinner that's going on next week. You might not get the memo on something
okay.
because you're not on there. So I can understand now how my, you know, some other people, friends and family, that may not get the memo because they're not on this social network.
Okay.
So it's like we're cliquish, really. Really it is. It's become something so big where we get engulfed in it and we do less reaching outside to people versus, you know, relying on those that are within the social networks. We rely on that to communicate with one another.
Mm. And, you know, I look at it also, not only in that facet, but you have to think about what's out there, what type of social networks are out there, you know, and what they're used for. Not only what they're used for, but flip the script, y'all, who's using them? Who's building these social networks? Who's putting this together? You know, if you good enough to put a party together and you know lots and lots of people, why not build your own social network? Why not create your own? We've talked about that. I mean, you got to think about this. There's lots of income, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there listening right now who wouldn't mind making some more money. Maybe somebody out there is just content where they are. But for those of you who may be interested in making some more money, think about it. I mean, I saw last month that the site MyYearbook.com, which took off, only started with about four people. And the site actually blossomed to where people, you know, the yearbooks that we've had, them big, you know, 19-pound yearbooks that we got in college, and also the ones from high school, it's now a virtual world. And they took that information and made their own business with a social network connecting people from high school together. Now, maybe everybody's cool with about a $20,000, $30,000, you know, $60,000 job. They're balling, maybe even $85,000, $90,000. This website sold with four people for $100 million, and they were only activated for about 3 years. So in 3 years, they built a $100 million business by creating a social network because they know people are going to go out there and reach each other and do just what Ms. Oatmeal is saying. So the opportunities are there. One of the other purposes of social media networks is to provide ways for you to understand that these outlets can help people reach each other. And if that's what we really are doing, why not build on that? People, we can do it. So let's think about that. Besides this, how have social medias really changed our society? This is what we do. This is the virtual world that we live in. It's an information age. We want to reach out. We want to share with each other so many different things, information. Our children, these teenagers, the college people, it's a .com, it's a .biz game. And you have to understand who's doing what you can do to benefit from that, and not just only be there just putting out your business and your dirty laundry. I'm on my way to Starbucks, send. That's cool. You out there in Bristol, Connecticut, and you on your way to Starbucks, may have somebody out there, one of your close friends out there in Nova Scotia, Wisconsin, who ain't able to get something like that. But they know that you out there going to get your Starbucks.
Well, it's become a form of that's your friend. You know, some people feel that they can vent in certain ways on social networks. I mean, you can use it, people use it as venting, or you might just want to get an opinion on something.
Right.
I know I get opinions. I pose questions and get opinions quite often. And if I do say something that makes sense and valuable to maybe somebody, and maybe somebody can relate, it's never based off one particular experience.
Mm.
It's always something, maybe me, you, and five other people. There's somebody around me, something that's going on, and you put it out there because people can relate to it.
Right.
But the problems come in is when we know about your baby daddy.
You know what?
Okay, we know about your baby mama. That's a little bit too much.
Mm.
It is. What happened to discretion? There has to be some discretion in what you do.
Or
you will be perceived in a certain light.
page right now and see what they have.
You may very well go to church. That's fine and dandy. But I really don't. I gotta be very, very careful with saying this because.
You know the realness.
Right, but you want to be careful because you don't want to step on anyone's toes and you don't want the wrong people to be affected by what you say. I'm talking about the people that put on the facades, that in no way, form, or fashion are they really walking the walk as they're talking the talk on some of the status updates. Who are we to judge? I'm not your judge. But if I see you in public and you can't speak and you rolling your eyes and stumping your feet, but on your status update.
Hey, girl.
I love everyone. Yes, God said to love the world, and I forgive everyone. And I just love y'all, and it's all about love.
That's so beautiful.
And I went to St. Anthony's Church last week, and it was a great word.
But then this person cut me off in the street. I wanted to slap that mother. Yeah.
All in the same. All in the same. You're going to have days. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. So you're going to see different emotions, but they shouldn't just shift so terribly because that's going to be the perception that you put off on the social media. Why do you have to put it on there? How can you just, I mean, before social networks was there, what did you do? Call somebody on the phone? That's cool. Go ahead and just drop on your knees and pray if that's what you need to do. If you do need to reach out to someone and you want to talk, hopefully you should have somebody in your phone that you can do that with.
Right.
You know, it's not always great to put your business out on Front Street. I hate to see it. I hate to see people do that to themselves.
Mm. Wow.
Because then you're putting out a perception. And then the people that act like life is so great and so grand and I'm balling and I'm blessed and I'm highly favored and, yes, Jesus loves me.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Right, he loves everybody. We're all blessed. Okay, but behind, you know, and putting up, this one kills me. The nice, big, fancy cars might not even be theirs. Okay, the money laid out on the bed or in the bathroom, I'm balling out of control.
Oh, wow.
You know, fake ice rings and watches and things of that nature. I mean, people can really live out their fantasies, I'm assuming, via some of these social networks. And you can get a picture of a muscular dude and pretend that it's you, and it's really not. You know, you can get a picture of a female and really portray to be this beauty queen, and you'd really not like that behind the scenes.
Who does this?
A lot of people on Facebook, and you know that. A lot of people on Twitter, maybe on blacksingles.com, whatever other social networks out there. There's going to be good, there's going to be bad, there's going to be ugly.
Mm.
You know, that ugly is when people die, people get killed. There's fights going on because what you said about me or somebody threatened somebody on the social network.
That's true.
Or you get yourself locked up and in trouble because you're talking about what you're going to do or what you did on Facebook or the social network. The investigation hits and you're in trouble based on the social networking site and what you said.
Wow.
So this thing runs deep.
Yeah, I see that.
It runs deep. It's just it's more than just any ordinary status update. Because you can be inspired. You can get a good word. I mean, I have some great friends that are full of knowledge, and they'll say some things, and I'm like, right on. I mean, you can feel that. You can feel the genuine. You know, them being genuine. You can feel the vibe. You can feel the realness. Because that's who they are. It doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. They come in with reality. They come in with some real talk, some words of wisdom. I love to see that. That's what's needed. We need to keep pushing that. You know, but when it's done for likes and because I want to be uplifted, when it's done for, you know, other reasons, I want to make myself feel good. Ooh, excuse me. It's kind of like you could see that. You can feel it.
Well, you know, I'm guilty of that in myself because I've made a few posts that it made me feel good to post something. You know, something that went on in my own world, in my own spirit, in my own living, that it made me feel good. And I wanted to put something out there that, you know, let kind of people know how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when I read the word early in the morning, I may be, you know what, this is on me. I got to put this out there because I'm feeling it. I'm guilty of that. And I'll let the people know.
I'm not talking about like that. Yeah, we're going to get it clear. That's not what I'm talking about. If you put it out there for to get AIDS, to get some amen, that's different. You put it out there because this is the feeling that you felt and maybe you can help someone no matter if they hit like or not. That's totally different. You didn't put it out there to get likes or for somebody to say, amen, my brother. You put it out there because that was a word that was spoke to you and you felt like, hey, it may help somebody else. See, some people put it out there for likes.
Mm.
I want you to amen me. I need validation. I'm putting things out there to be validated. Oh, people do that.
Interesting.
They do. I mean, the difference between social networks and the real world is nothing. So there's going to be good, bad, and ugly in everything we do.
Real deal.
So we just need to be more cautious because it's a social network.
And that's what we're talking about, folks. Social media networks, the good, the bad, the ugly. Holler at us and let us know what you feel or how you feel about this topic. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. You can also reach us in the blog in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/how-was-your-weekend, spell was with a Z. Join us in the chat room and get off on this topic. It's going down tonight, folks. And I know you know that Miss Oatmeal's coming with this Realness 101, folks. So this is how we do. Keep in mind, folks, if you want to stay fly, ladies, from head to toe, make sure that you do your hair right. Make an appointment with Dre, the hair artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salon and Day Spa. The address is 420 East Round Grove Road, Suite 200 in Lewisville, Texas, with a zip code of 75067. You can reach her at 214-488-4888. Again, that's 214-488-4888, extension 22. Call her on her cell phone if you need to, 504-957-5536. Or you can also email her at thehairartisan@gmail.com. Again, thehairartisan@gmail.com. Folks, we're doing it big. We're talking about social media networks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And Ms. Oatmeal's laying it down. Some people are just putting things up there to talk about how they just need acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the social media world is not really too far from the real world. Are people just hiding behind their social media? Are they not really wanting to be real? Or are they just trying to be fake and, you know, put up pictures that don't really represent who they are to showcase this to the world and hide behind certain things? Now, see, I put up pictures, and I know me, y'all know me. I put pictures up that might look like me, pictures that say people think you look. I put a picture up of, oh, boy, what is it, Wanye from Boys and Men, and somebody complimented me on Dag Dog, you got some high glasses. No, that's not me, dog. That's not me, player. And then, what is it, 4th of July, I put the picture up of Apollo Creed. Well, you think you swole? Nah, dog, he got the American trunks on. I don't know nobody else that can wear that in public. So I had to represent. I was a big Rocky fan. I had to represent Apollo Creed. Even though he died in Rocky IV, I didn't like it. But it is what it is. Social media networks. You may see my picture up right now. Me and my son, I'm so happy he's here. And you know what? There's folks out there right now that don't even see that. Why? What you doing all this for? I'm just letting you know, in my world, the God I serve is real. I spoke this into existence. I wanted to have it. And here it is. It's not hard, but this is a testimony for me in my social media to say, guess what? I really want to do this, and it can really happen. I know you all can do the same. Don't hide behind something and think that it's not going to happen. Well, I need to do this. I need to do that. But this is just real, folks.
Real talk.
We're talking about it. Now, what type of information, Ms. Oatmeal, can be shared with social media networks? What are they really saying? I mean, is it all about just love me, see me, feel me, hold me, somebody come over here and hug me because I'm lonely? Is that what they're putting out there?
No, I mean, that's you see that. You see all kinds of stuff. You might see someone say innocently, you know, like myself. I said, I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready for my husband. I'm ready to have a family. It's the truth.
Okay.
But I don't talk about it every day.
Mm.
If I talked about it every day, you'd be like, God, that child, she just really want to be with somebody.
What are you going to talk about?
Every day? Is that all you're going to talk about?
I'm looking for a man.
Right.
Lord, send me a man on Facebook. The next one to click like on my page and take me out to dinner. I don't understand this. Ladies, I'm so tired of these single ladies out here that's hurt. Somebody click on my page and I'll come over here and save you all the way from my Facebook page.
Or you're a man and you're just crying. When am I going to find love?
My husband don't like me no more.
I'm ready to be settled down. She dogged me. She ain't right.
Wow.
Where the honey's at tonight?
You know, speaking of honeys, let's go ahead and take some calls, Ms. Oatmeal, and keep it real, folks. Y'all know how we do. Here in Dallas, Texas, we represent. But we're going to take it to the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Ms. Tasha's chiming in on the phone tonight. Tosh, how you doing?
Hey, Andy and Oatmeal. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you, Tosh?
What's going on?
I'm doing fantastic, you know. I've been listening to you guys. You're doing awesome work over there. And what a topic tonight. Social networking. And I want to agree with you hands down. But before I agree with you about others, I have to speak on myself. So I like to look at my experience on a social network as like a potluck. You get a little bit of everything on my wall.
Wow, okay.
You get a little bit of everything. You know, you're there to encourage, edify, advertise, and whatnot. And sometimes you have to give your personal spill on things. So that's what's up.
Now, when you say give your personal feel, are you saying this because this is what's inside of you? Or that notice that we're talking about, some people just want the clicks and the likes. I know you've seen it on your page. Ms. Oatmeal was talking about it earlier. Can you relate to that and give us an example?
Oh, definitely. It's interesting. You know, we all know an array of individuals, and one of the things Oatmeal did say, and it is key, that everybody wants to be validated, and that's real. That is real. And depending on what your past was like and what your present is, that kind of encourages and persuades who you want to be now. And right now, the social network is a platform to do just that. And if you were seeking validation from others and you weren't getting it, you may receive it there. Okay? I've actually even had conversations with individuals I know personally that are in therapy, and their therapist told them to say all this stuff on a social network. I was like, no. But, yeah, so for some it's therapeutic, and they're being encouraged by licensed practitioners to say, put all your business out there just so you can get some feedback. You know, just anything. Or you just have some people that have reinvented themselves and they get on there and they want to get those clicks. And I think for some it could be like it's a vicious cycle, it's a wheel, or you get addicted. Maybe that's the word for it, it's an addiction. It's an addiction. I've seen some of our peers that, you know, occasionally, yeah, I'll change my photo and stuff like that, maybe once a month or of just something I thought was a beautiful picture of something else and put that up. But there are people that change theirs quite a few times a day. What is it that they're seeking? I don't know. Can you tell me?
I mean, maybe they, because, you know, some people change their profile pictures as often as they change their furniture. And
wow.
There are some people that change their profile pictures as often as they change their shoes. You know, it's like that.
What happens is it's like you're getting drawn in.
Yes.
It's sucking you in. And I found myself on it, you know, too much. I said, I'm getting sucked into this. If I'm doing this more than studying, researching, or doing something extremely positive, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree.
Because, yes, I use it to a certain degree. Yes, I use it to market the show, of course, to help advertise other things that I want to help out with and support, to entertain myself during the day if work is monotonous. Yeah, of course I want us to join in and crack a joke and have fun and those type of things. But the other stuff that goes on, which we have no control over, is can be very negative.
Yes.
You know, and people need to really be aware of these things. Because it's one thing to say, okay, be yourself.
Right.
It's a social network. Do what you want to do. Let it all hang out.
Careful.
Say what you want to say.
Be careful.
Put a picture up that you want to put up, what have you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know who you are. You need to recognize who you are. And if you're okay with really putting all your business out there in the world, like I only put up and put out there what I want people to see. So whatever you formulate from that is what you formulate. But please know you're only getting like maybe 40 to 50%.
Yeah.
Where some people are putting their whole life out there, and so they're putting you in that same box. No, boo-boo, I'm only giving you 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm chipping away. I'm chipping that down.
Okay.
And I'm chipping it down.
So
because it's amazing what people can come up with the small amount of information that you put out there.
Now, what kind of effect do you think this can have on other people who are seeing this? I mean, if they're seeing you put all this other information out there, we've seen it happen. People think that they can become envious. They can get jealous. They can be more reserved because now they see you doing certain things and you're broadcasting stuff you might not even be doing it.
Yeah.
But you're putting all this information out here like you're really doing some big things. You know, oh, I'm in the gym. Oh, I'm doing this and I'm eating healthy. But I saw you last time. When I saw you last time, your face was chunky, your stomach was big, but you in the gym, running, sweating, you eating right. You know, what kind of false perception are you creating? What kind of effect are you having on other people? Are you letting it be known that you can just say whatever you want to say and not reap the consequences? Or are you also putting some information out there that could be probably a little too much, like, you know, what Ms. O'Neill said, you know, checking in status. You can let such and such know y'all going to the club. Well, guess what? Somebody been looking for you, your stalker, and he can show up at the club all night and make sure that he parks by your car because he know you were at the club. Really? Oh. On Facebook, I hope I get interviewed, and I can't wait such and such interview me. But you don't rub somebody the wrong way, and they can go in and talk to somebody in HR. Everybody.
Yeah, that's some real stuff there. That is. I know personally, I do not believe in becoming friends with colleagues. Anyone that has anything to do with whatever career choice, whatever career field I'm working in at that time, you have no way of getting in contact with me. As a matter of fact, I think I'm invisible on Facebook. For one, that's some real stuff. You guys are sharing some really good things there, and I know. Well, I always thought those who utilize the great technology of their phone and you checking in. Well, to me, that's all in fun. Also, if I'm checking in, that could be advertising place you should try. You know, I think it is a double-edged sword, and you do receive some positive feedback for things you put out there, and you do receive some negative. I know one thing that probably kept me sharing certain things is that I'm getting personal emails, inboxes of people that want to hear from me. I didn't know they were paying attention, you know, and I was just sharing random things. But, you know, someone says, hey, you know, can you share more information about what you posted the other day, or, you know, that was very encouraging or positive what you said, so you keep it going. Also, a lot of us live different lifestyles than some of the people that are on our friends list. So
hello.
Some people do live through you, and I know I have a lot of family that lives through me. okay? If they're still in our home environment and they don't go anywhere, they don't even read books and whatnot, but they are on the social network, they're following me. They're living through what I'm doing. Or, hey, just posting my pictures makes them smile. I know I've touched some people with pictures that I posted of their immediate family members that have gone on and passed, you know, and they didn't have that picture. So you never know how your wall, your photos, or whatever you share is making impact on others. But when I'm receiving personal feedback from folks reaching out to me, and if I'm not on there for a few days, they're like, where are you? You know, and it's not that, sometimes I'm like, what am I, just joke time? But no, I mean, these are people that really seek that. So, you know, for those who are on the other end, who, and I do believe I did write a note about this a few weeks ago, just on what you're saying, the same people that, some people could be rooting you on, then they're starting to become envious and jealous of you. Well, you don't know my story. If you know my story, then you understand why I'm a crusader of having fun, you know?
Right.
And for those that do know that, then they're like, I get it. You know, and no matter what's going on, as I say, you don't know what's going on. I could point out pictures where I could tell you, I've been behind my mortgage, I just quit this job, I was unemployed here, you know, and I'm just smiling, you know, and you keep it moving. So, you know, hey, I'll tell you a story. You can read the captions of my pictures. I'm always narrating, you know, but, and those that do know, they're like, hey, you know, Tosh keeps it moving, she's going on. So, you know, again, you don't know how we are being used for good, and then some will run with whatever that you say and do on a social network, and that's them. You can't change that. You know, you cannot change that. And then and it's unfortunate that you do have people that want to compare themselves to you or get a little.
Right.
I've even had a relative defriend me because this relative thought that because they have a PhD. And they were so full of substance, and I'm not. I'm so shallow, and no one was giving them a like this. And what's the big deal about what Tasha's saying? You know, I'm like, are you serious? And they were serious to the point where they kind of, like, cursed me out on my wall and then, you know, told me I had to call them. And you know, I thought it was funny at first. So I kind of like, let me just humor them. So, you know, I went back and forth for a minute, and then it went on, like, to the point it went on all night. I went to sleep. I woke up. The cousin told me, don't call them. Just, you know, crazy stuff. To this day, they won't speak to me. Well, we're not friends on Facebook. I have seen them, you know, in the present, and it's cool, but, you know, still, like, is it that serious? What is going on that you didn't feel such feelings like that towards your own family member? And this isn't the family member that I grew up with. This isn't one that I've seen on a regular basis. We probably used to see each other on the holidays. But whatever the case is, like I said, there's some that are there for validation. There's some that, well, I do this and I do that. And I want to be seen.
But on someone else's status update, they were just going off. Okay? And then there was a couple of comments under it. Of course, I looked at the comments. And then whoever they were directing their status update to responded back. So it was on Facebook where everybody can see. Like, I just really don't agree that that's tasteful. I've seen that, like, probably about five times.
What happened?
A whole argument going on Facebook, like a real deal argument.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Tosh? Right.
Yes.
And I'm not putting you out there. I'm just like.
No. I don't have a problem with discussing it. I'm guilty of it. I've actually had one major distasteful argument with a friend on Facebook. It was all out there. From my understanding, plenty of people have seen it. They're not saying anything to myself or the friend, but later down the line, you hear that, oh, yeah, I saw that. You know, and I would say that was a bad judgment call on my behalf. That was something that I should have picked up the phone and just spoke to that person. But again, going back to social networking, because that's kind of where it all begins. Well, no, I'm going to say that's not the foundation, but it's, you know, whatever the things are that transition over to that. I will say it's a contributing factor because now, you know, you and your peers are on a social network, and you invite others into your circle, and you know that can keep a lot going on, and the miscommunication,
right,
and all that. So I am the first to say that, you know, hey, I've been guilty of that. That was truly a lesson learned. Would I do it again? No. You know, and
yeah,
also, like you said, you know, we each have our days. I'm not going to be positive Polly 100% of the time, you know.
Right.
I'm not going to be saintly Sue. You know, it's just, hey, I'm human too. You know, I don't get it right every time. And if you allow those type of distractions to, you know, consume you, you know, in such a moment like that, then, you know, you have to be careful. There has to be a fine balance. There has to be a fine
right.
balance.
There does. You know, I had an experience where it was done to me on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, but some people that I know were on Twitter, and right when Nick Knight, the video dropped, they would talk about me. Now, see, the thing is regardless if your page is private or your tweets are protected, you got to understand, you know, I'm not like Mrs. Popular, but I'm not, you know, little nerdy Susie either. You might know somebody that knows me, and they may come back and tell me. And that was the case. Now, this is somebody that you can find me in their photo albums right now on Facebook. We've gone out of town. We've broke bread together. You've been in my house. You drove my car. All these kind of things, like, in my circle. But you chose to, like, downplay me for whatever reason on this social network. Like, I don't care if you talk amongst, you know, closed doors, behind closed doors, or call somebody up and say, she thinks she all of that. What is Jackie trying to do? She look a fool in that video. That's cool. Well, I don't care. But really, social networking has drawn you in for you to be able to just say it.
Right.
And so to me, it was like you didn't care. You put it out there for it to be seen, and you don't care.
Now, why are they texting you this up, man? Why are they
this
just
is, I don't know who this is. But I mean, really, people's friendships, relationships, all types of things are getting busted up from these social networking sites because people just say and do some of the craziest things that you know. Now, we know there's going to be some subliminal messages thrown out there from here and from, you know, every now and then, but when you just blunt with it, she's gloating. She
yeah.
thinks she's all of that.
Mm.
She's throwing it in people's face. Seriously? Really? I mean, so you were only cool with me for a certain period of time in my life, a very short time. Right. Now, you saw me taking certain steps, but you didn't know what direction I was going in. You saw what I had already done. But I guess you didn't care about that. You just like to party and kick it or whatever. You don't really care about that other side of my life. But then when it started rolling and I found a lane to be this media diva, which in my eyes I've already been.
Come on.
I just let it out there. There's a problem. You go and throw rocks on a social network.
Are they hating?
I have no earthly idea what the problem is because I supported them in everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I salute the divinity in everybody because everybody has good and everybody has a talent and a gift.
Yes.
So why is it a problem with someone that you know? Why does it become a problem?
Because you're doing something, maybe not be what they want to do, but you have the courage to do something different and not accept
yes.
just what's being given to you.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to do that. You know, they're okay with you as long as you're at eye level, as long as they
yes.
can touch you. But if somebody steps outside of the box and goes into another element, hold on, wait a minute, what do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? to do this? Why do you think you're going to reach a lot of people talking to them and you still got a gold tooth in your mouth? You're
right.
not supposed to be doing it.
Right.
You know, everybody else who does anything remotely close to what you're doing is over 6 feet tall, but you're not.
Right.
See what I'm saying? You can't be out there acting like you all this and you all that because you can do things, but you ain't got no being. Hold
right.
on, player. You're not going to pull that kind of woman.
Right.
That's not the kind of person that's going to be attracted to you. So why would you even try to do something like that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're in bad situations, and people don't want to see you grow when you say, you know what, enough is enough. I recognize who I am.
Right.
And this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
Because that is my talent. I'm using my talent. All you have to do is utilize your own. And don't be ashamed of your own talent. A lot of people out there are so ashamed and fearful to step outside of the box because they know greatness is waiting on them. But they don't know how to handle that on their own greatness because they want to stay trapped inside of something small. That's a painful life because you got to carry that what if when you start seeing gray hair. That what if you had when you were in elementary school and the hardest thing you had to focus on was can I stay in the lines while I'm coloring? All the way up until, you know what, I'm going to have to think about my own life insurance because it's time for me to go and think about winding down. All that time you had in between, you could have focused on finding you, and you didn't do it. And some people who do take the time to step out, that's why they watch these social medias for the negative input, because they want to see somebody fall. Because they didn't step out and see themselves climbing. They want to see the pain in somebody else, because if I can't get mine deep in, down inside, I really don't want them to get theirs.
Or maybe they're just used to seeing success when they turn on the TV. That success, you know, maybe in their minds and in their head,
mm-hmm.
don't happen to somebody that you know or you just walk next to on the street because you knew that person and you used to party with them. And you might have seen them in some of their down times. You might have seen them in transition.
Yeah.
But you never really seen them in a winning position.
Now, I want somebody to call in and tell us if we're wrong. Now, if we just out here, like Miss Obama said on her page, doing this for kicks and giggles, and you believe that what we're saying really ain't all that, and it doesn't matter, 646-727-3279. The phone line is open, and we welcome you to say just that. Is this not real talk? Are we not talking about things that are happening? Are we not keeping it real in 100? Maybe you are and we're not. Here's your chance to tell us tonight, folks.
I think we're keeping it to 100. Really, I think we're keeping it to 100. But you know what? If it's able to be put out there like that, why can't we dish it back? That's what I don't understand. What you put out there in the social network media for everybody to see. So are we supposed to be on hush-hush? No. You put it out there,
yeah.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it because you exposed it.
Freedom of speech.
Right.
You got to fight the powers that be.
So if I'm showing my knick-knack, I expect you to break it all the way down and look at every knick and knack. Okay? I know that. I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
I'm not ashamed of Realness 101. I'm not ashamed of Oatmeal Brown. This is what I put out there. So in my mind, this is my mind now. This is not everybody. If you do the same thing, by putting yourself out there, saying things out there in the media, social media, you don't care.
Mm. You don't care. I mean, you got to think about it, folks. If this wastes anybody's time, I'm stopping tonight. But you got to realize this. I mean, I may not say much, but what I do say, I make sure it's worth it. AndyBrownSpeaks.com is the website, folks. Life coaching. To create a better life for you. I have clients that will tell you they have left bad situations in their relationship to where they knew that they wanted more for themselves. And this young lady turned herself around and moved out of the situation with staying with somebody who she didn't want to be with to taking her children and advancing into something else. 3 months later, she's about to create her own candy business and sell it to local grocery stores.
Wow.
Stepping in her own lane.
That's right.
That's real talk. This actually happened on my watch. There's another gentleman. He doesn't even live here in Dallas, Texas. And he lives in Dallas, Georgia, who wants to lose weight. Step into the ministry and be real about himself because he sees there is a difference. I see how people are actually making a way. So it's not that you're just saying a bunch of bull and it's not making sense. And I don't know why you want to keep doing this with these little silly videos you're putting out here on YouTube. But somebody's understanding the message that's really going on, folks. They're called clients, and they understand. And that's just keeping it real. That's just keeping it 100. So maybe your word is just, maybe I shouldn't be telling these people these things. Maybe I shouldn't encourage them to want something better for themselves, to stay in their own box. Have your 4 or 5 kids. Try to get over on the last dude until you're old and gray, and all you're telling your daughter is you need to learn. Who wants to do that? Because there's so much more at stake. Use the social media for what they are. They're tools to help, to reach out and say what's really on your mind. And this is what's on my mind, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Call in and get real. Let's see what you got. And speaking of real, I got to holler at my man E-Dub from Kansas City that's going to chime in and just tell us what it is 100. E, what's going on with you, bro? I know you are in there. See, in Kansas City, folks got Sprint phones, and this phone might not be on the right page right now. We understand. I can always get back to you. I'm going to leave you on the line. Let's go ahead and take another call, Miss Oatmeal, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Well, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it tonight because some people understand, well, maybe they just saying a little too much.
Well, I'm going to say something else because I want to say a whole lot. Because, you know, I know I don't control the world, but if you are concerned about how people perceive you,
mm-hmm.
then you need to take heed to the things that you put out there. Back in the day, this did not exist. If you talk to the old folks, the old school, the OGs about some social networks,
yeah.
I mean, come on now.
It's the barbershop.
I mean, it has its good aspects, you know, and it has its downfalls. So, you know, it doesn't look good for you to be like, my baby, I'm so in love. Yes, this is my man. Oh, yeah, we might wedding bells might be coming soon. Mm. Oh, yes, I'm so in love with him. He completes me.
Uh-huh.
6 months later,
I don't know what happened.
Then you start to cycle right back again.
Then
you have a new one, and it's like you're doing the same thing. Like, what happened to discretion? Like, what happened to the spirit of discernment? Let me check this out, because I don't really want to look like Boo Boo the Fool, because I want to keep changing my relationship status.
Well, he drove an Escalade, and he was really, really nice. Maybe that's what it was.
Okay. Now, wait a minute, another one. What about if you... Some people are very disrespectful. They'll know you're married, and they will make a comment on your wall or on your picture that is totally out of line. Really? I mean, you have no respect?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? I mean, that's how the divorce, you know, people start to break up and the arguments happen and, you know, maybe some divorces might happen from this type of situation.
Yeah.
I had a guy for my job, and I rarely accept people that I work with as my friend on a social network, and I did. One of those ice days that we had here in Dallas, and I skated to work, and he hit me up in the inbox. You go to work? Yeah, I'm at work. Oh, okay. I was like, what happened to you? He was like, oh, I couldn't make it. Wear something sexy tomorrow to work. What? Guess what happened? I guess he's like was a Facebook stalker, a female.
Frequent flirter.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
The frequent flirters.
The next day, I gave my wife my password, and she saw that
message I sent you. Why in the hell did you do that? Why did you even send me that type of message? My Facebook page is on lock because he told her it was spam. I mean, come on, dude. Really?
Hey, man.
People
try to find
me. You know, it's all types of things. I mean, people can get stalked. You get stalkers.
Yeah.
I deleted this one guy. He sent me a happy birthday comment. I was like, thank you. He's like, I'm mad at you. You mad at me for what, dude? I don't even know you. Because I sent you a message, you didn't hit me back. Oh, yeah, I am on vacation. It is my birthday. All right, then, player. Well, you know, I think you cute. I like you. Okay. Then he said something else. Delete. Dude, you couldn't even get past go. You couldn't even get to the G and go. Really? Wow. As one guy who sends me messages after the show could be listening right now. Only thing on his page is his picture and him with his shirt off. Nothing else. Wow.
You got the D'Angelo style.
I mean, that's it. Ain't no, there's no post. There's no other pictures.
Should ask him how does it
nothing.
Feel?
I mean, you really have shown your motive of what you're on here for. You don't think? Come on now. I mean, am I crazy? Am I the only one that sees this? Truly, you're not on here for social networking and marketing your business, because I don't see shit else.
Wow.
Clearly, you're not on here to connect with friends, because I don't see anything. Nobody's even saying, hi, Johnny, what's going on? You don't even have any game posts. Nothing, no applications, no nothing, no spam.
Trying to get right. This is his soft porn.
Wow. I mean, so it's...
And people do use Facebook, social media, Twitter. I mean, what is it, Google Plus? They use it all like that. It's their own soft porn. It's their way of trying to release and see, I'm trying to see your cute pictures. You know, the one that you take with the facial shot in the front seat of your car that show a little bit of cleavage? Y'all love what they were talking about, ladies. They're trying to see a little bit of some of them bathroom shots y'all be doing that have, like, stalls and everything. They're trying to see everything. She in the bathroom, she took that off. She might want to take something else off.
On the sink.
You laid out across your bed with one arm up with your cell phone picture. And that little shadow with your thumb kicked in, you didn't really mean to post that one. Come on, y'all. I got to stop doing this. Brothers come in there with their leopard skin drawers like they just finished watching the movie Coming to America. And you trying to use it as a way to let somebody know, look, I'm available. Come on.
Yeah, some people just take the fun out of it. They take it to a whole other level. You know, I'm a model. Yes, I'm a Facebook, Twitter, whoever else, MySpace model. Yes, I'm a model.
It might not be a good look. And ladies, you let me know. Maybe I'm wrong on this one, Miss O'Neill. Maybe the ladies can help me understand why there's a need to take the over-the-shoulder photo ass first. And you done befriended your daughter so she can see everything you putting out here? Is that the way it should be? I don't have a daughter. But is that cool? I mean, help me understand if that's okay. You done pose one hand on your hip looking over your shoulder like you page 43 Jet Magazine. And your daughter's clicked on your page to see this. And she's just now developing certain body parts that are drawing and arousing young men. Is that cool? Let me know. Call in tonight. Help me understand. Is that okay?
People will say to each his own, you know, and that's the truth. It is to each his own. I mean, if you're at home and you got your freaking girl dress on and your daughter see you, she see you, it is what it is. So feel that she could be your friend on the social network site and she see mama's, you know, over the shoulder, hand on the hip, you know, ass out. It is what it is.
Okay.
There was an example on that on the game. They had an episode where the little girl, she was doing whatever her mama was doing, and the daddy. I don't remember all the characters' names, but anywho, the dad saw the pictures of the daughter on the internet. Took it to the mom. Okay, this is Kelly. This is the kind of, you know, influence you have on your daughter.
Mhm.
And the mom's response was?
She was hurt. But, I mean, that grown folks have to understand that. I mean, grown folks have flaws, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we, who are we and who is anybody else to say, okay, you shouldn't do that?
Didn't say you shouldn't. My thing is it, how does, what is the response with that? How was that, is that okay? Because I don't have a daughter.
Right.
I've never raised a young girl. So is that okay for a woman to do? And how does the mother feel? Do they really not give a damn?
Mm-hmm.
Are they just saying, you know what, I'm fine as hell and I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna show my fine, and I want my daughter to see how fine I am. Maybe she gonna think she's gonna be this fine when she get up. I don't know.
I mean, what I like I said, whatever you put out there, I feel that you don't care. Because you have put this out in the social media. You have put it out in the social network. So once you do that, once you click share, send, you meant to do that. That's how I look at it. So whatever picture I post that I'm aware of, not one that they might catch me, you know, at somewhere with a drink in my hand and I'm just really not, you know, totally there. I may not want those to be on the social network sometimes. But guess what? Yeah, I get caught every now and then like that.
Y'all got to see
if
the,
you notice, I'm not looking at the camera because I'm not.
Y'all got to see the picture. Right
to be in the photo op.
We're not going to put it on no social media networks. We got a picture of Miss Oatmeal Brown climbing a wall with a glass of Ciroc in her hand.
Whatever.
She was scared on the wall, talking about get him, bitch, get him.
Whatever.
It was off the chain. She was keeping it real, folks.
Yeah.
We are online talking about social media networks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Myself, your boy Andy Brown, and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. We got Tosh Brown calling out the DMB, chiming in on this. Tosh, what do you think about the topic we're talking about tonight?
What you were just discussing about the mother taking these sexy pictures, I've seen a lot of that. And what I know about select mothers is that some of them were young mothers. Some like to let everyone know they still got it, and they look just as good as their young adult daughters. You know, personally, I know my mother wouldn't be going for that. And also, when it comes to, I always keep in mind that I have young female cousins, nieces, and stuff like that. Well, number one, anybody 18 and under, they're not my friend on a social network. That's number one. Number two, when I do see, as a matter of fact, I have a cousin right now who is totally rebelling on Facebook. And I'm waiting to see her picture be tagged by all the men that I know who have their names tagged in all these young ladies' pictures. From the bathroom, and like you said, taking the picture over their shoulder with the butt sticking out, and I'm just waiting to see her picture come up. And I have, you know, in my own little way, reached out to her to say, hey, if we're going to be taking pictures like this, we need to be getting paid. Seriously. I'm like, I don't know if you need a site, agencies you need to call. We're going to be a little bit more tasteful. You can have on a shirt that you're advertising something. Be a promotional model. But we're not just going to be taking
Hello.
This to get validated by some little young man who don't have a pot to piss in. Sorry, you know, and she's acting out. So from my understanding, not only myself, but a few other relatives have tried to talk to her. But basically, I see her as all the other young ladies, and it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. Even my father is on Facebook being tagged in these pictures. And I'm like, what is this? You know, so I can't take it. You know, I cannot take it. It's too much. I mean, again, like you said, to each his own, but again, like you said, what you put out there, you have to stand by what you put out there. And there's one thing I can't say. I stand by anything I say and do. You know, I'm ready for whatever comes at me for whatever I put out there. Some people do things without thinking. And you don't understand that at a certain age, this could just be a stage, you know, and eventually you may want to do some other things and have these same photos could come back to haunt you. Now, I know.
Right.
I've been in college. I probably got a photo or two out there. And that's okay. You know, because I am
okay.
Negative, not a shame. You know what I'm saying?
But see, good thing we did not. It's a blessing we didn't have social networks. Because if we did, we would be put on blast.
So it's not that, see, the thing is, it's not that we don't have our own skeletons or have our own flaws. It's that the line between discretion and I'm keeping it real is darn near invisible.
Y'all would have been talking about me on Facebook back in the day. AB, you got that curl. You still got a curl. It's 1988. You got a curl. They'd have been going bad on me. You can't break dance correctly. Well, you can do the pop lock. Oh, yeah, that's that. Y'all let me have it.
Yep, I have a cousin too, Tosh, that be on Facebook cutting up. I have deleted her and she came back. And I just can't say anything. I mean, she's so far out there. I mean, her grandma see it, her mama see it, all the relatives see it. They ain't saying nothing. So who am I to say something? If we all on there and we all see this,
right?
I just try to ignore it.
Well, that's what
it bothers
me. Channel it. I was trying to channel, give her some ideas. Let's be tasteful about this. Let's make money here. If we're gonna be an amateur model, let's go have a title of a promotional model, a brand ambassador for different companies, where they might pay you to wear some short shorts and a half top, and you're making $25 an hour. That's all.
Right.
But just be doing it for fun. From these little young random dudes? No.
Even YouTube, you know, that's a source of social networking. And I've seen some kids make some videos, okay, and they got this dance called twerking. And they say that it's dancing.
What's a twerk?
They say that it's dancing.
How you doing?
It's worse than the freak and pee-popping on a handstand.
They're doing it
for the free 99. And when I see it, I really want to tell them I'm not condoning, you know, pornography or anything of that nature. But what they're doing, they might as well make some money for it. And go ahead to go to Venice or Valencia, wherever it is, Venetia, wherever they make the real big porno movies and make them some money. Because they're selling themselves short, making free YouTube videos, twerking, because that's not dancing. You cannot be, they can't even make it on BET with that. It's worse than tip drill.
Is there an age limit on when
start
twerking?
I don't know. I mean, this is something that I just was exposed to. I saw because, you know, I was supposed to help some young girls out. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. You know, some of them you can, some of them you can't.
Okay.
Because
I don't want to influence them for them to really go try to do some porn. But really, I'm looking at what they're doing.
No,
it's worse. It's worse than what, you know, Two Live Crew video girls did back in the day. It's just as bad as that, but they're showing it more. You know, with some discretion, parental. You know, what is discretion? Is it buys back in the day? Now, just Google it. It's coming right up. They're doing it for free.
That's kind of a hard job to really have. And I understand you, Ms. O'Meara. How are you really going to tell a girl she's not shaking her ass enough? You know, some people are just going, baby, that's not it. You're supposed to use your ass cheek a little bit less. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how you can really justify the correct motion. I wonder if Luke ever had these problems. I mean,
It's oversaturated. It's oversaturated, and social network has something to do with it. Social media networks has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because now anybody and everybody can get out there and be a spectator of something that they may think that they can do or they want to do, don't find out the ins and outs, and they just go ahead and do it. And not making no money for it and looking like a fool.
Well, I mean, folks, you got to understand, this is real talk. We see the phone lines are lit up. It is the truth. We know you on the phone line sitting tight. Why don't you call in and talk to us and tell us how you think about this topic? Social media networks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The chat room is blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spelling was with a Z. We're going to go to the phone lines to bring in that man that always keeps a master plan, ladies and gentlemen. He is known here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as Big Ray.
Chosen One Sports very own. Ray, how you doing?
What is wrong with the phone lines tonight? Okay, here we go.
Interrupting my driving.
Hello? Wow.
What's going on, Ray? Talk to us, man. You must be on the Dallas
Tollway. I'm ready to get it going. Oh, man, you giving out too much information. How can they know except that they've been taught you need to write a book? If you're going to tell them, make sure you sell it. A lot of people out there just doing what they do because it comes natural to them. A lot of them going through certain stages of life cycle, and they might have caught that freak gene. Might have been hereditary. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? If they knew better, they'd do better. They're a product of the environment, and I understand, you know, each one got to teach one, but, you know, sometimes they're doing this part of entertainment. Do they go over the line sometimes? Yeah, they go over the line a whole lot. But, you know, that's what turned them on and get them going. This is a whole different generation. Back in our day, what they're doing now might have been unacceptable or way too bizarre. Now it's ordinary. It don't bother them. But then again, it started at home. What are they getting taught at home? What kind of morals and values are they getting? You know, they need some proper instruction so they can get the proper production. As far as them going out and make a video, they figure, hey, this is my chance to get noticed. A lot of them ain't getting personal attention, or, you know what I'm saying, or getting a good conversation, and something is missing. So they're going trying to find it elsewhere. Just like looking for Mr. Goodbar. You know, a lot of them, the reason they dress for boxing, hey, I come out like this, somebody going to speak to me, I might get charged.
Right.
You know, it's a reason. Yeah, and everything, a lot of them got their own agenda.
Right. You know, it's live and let live, right?
Well, you know,
this is a
capitalist society, and you know, the free videos, somebody capitalizing off of it. Even though it's a recession, somebody getting something out of it somewhere. And somebody planted a seed to, hey, you make this video, you might get discovered, and you might go get big time. Everybody looking for the glamour. They don't want to put in the real work.
That's real talk. They hiding behind that keyboard. behind that cell phone, that's real talk, man, because they, I mean, come on, folks, you don't really have to do this. In fact, I look at it this way. If this is the person that you really want to be behind closed doors, what steps are you taking to make that really who you are? If you want to be this high and almighty person that knows everything about everybody, then how come you don't have a gossip column? How come ain't nobody blogging about you and following you? If that's what you do and you do it so well, you're putting out all this junk and you're putting out all this other stuff, make that your forte. I mean, understand, folks, corporate America is only going to last for so long.
So long.
And if you really think that you are an exempt person to what's going on with all the layoffs and all the bad jobs and all of the foreclosures, like you ain't going through no problems once you start your own business. Take advantage of whatever it is that you do and make it your business. If you got to talk about everybody and their mama, then go ahead and get you a gossip column. If that's what you need to do. If you need to drive them, if you cook that well, open up a restaurant. Start off in your own kitchen and start preparing dishes. What I'm yet to see, and this is a personal challenge anybody else out there that has a business, I would love to see anybody that can cook that well promote their own catering service directly to a daycare center. For all you single moms out there who are pressed for time to get off work and go pick up your kids and need an outlet to make sure that you got to pick them up, rush to get something fast and drive through and get home so y'all can, because you're tired from a long day because you don't have no help. Think about that. Wouldn't it be easy if you was at work and you could just go to somebody's website, order your food for your baby and yourself, understand the calorie counts that's involved in that so that you know you're eating healthy, pay for your food online, and get it while you're picking your child up so as soon as you go get your kids, you go home and have a wonderful evening?
Hey, Dave.
Get to see that happen.
Can I still
have
time?
If somebody's out there really to put something down, I'd love to see it happen.
Is that Tosi here? Whole right. Another conversation jumping off?
No, I was going to be in the room. We're going to have a drink with you.
Who's that? Somebody's on another phone. Oh, what phone? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. We
got it. But they're calling in. Keep on calling, folks. I mean, going to get some real. Understand that is, and you know what? Maybe somebody might say, why don't you do it? I got my hands in so many other things. That's not even my dream or my passion, but somebody can make it happen. We put it out there. No, it's never been done before, and if it has, I'd love to see it. Because I believe you can save a whole lot of time and energy and make a whole lot of money catering to people who are going to be hungry, especially if you can cook. Real talk tonight, folks. That's what we're doing. Who's on the line? Nate wants to chime in? Big Nate Dog wants to chime in on the online happy hour. Nate Dog, you're on the line.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm calling from Keller, Texas. Just first time caller, first time listening. So I'm listening to the subject, and I know my man who was just on the line, Big Ray, in regards to Facebook and all that social network. I say it's the app person. It's just according to how you carry it out with your normal day-to-day life. What I see some people, it's just like a job. I mean, it's the way you dress to go to work, or you can dress like you're going to the streets. I mean, what I see on Facebook, and I use it as an advantage just for family members who are out of town, where they can have an opportunity to see pictures, communicate if I'm looking for a painter, if I'm looking for an electrician, whatever I'm looking for. You know, I have a lot of friends. Most of them are college educated graduates. So, you know, I'm not out there with the young folks, but some of the stuff I see from the young folks, I can tell you this. Some of them same young folks may come to me one day wanting to get a job, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Before I hire anybody, I'm going on Facebook, and I'm going to look at Facebook. And if they are out there in a negative way, they will not get that job. And I don't know what we can do for the younger generation to influence them. Hey, everything you do on the Internet stays on the Internet. I'm here to tell you that. And people got to realize that. I mean, if you work for the government, guaranteed, every time you hit the Internet, they know. So you got to be careful what you put out there. But what I see coming from some of the young folks out here is just terrible. I mean, it's almost like the generation is lost.
Right.
And they truly are. I mean, there's no, you can't really say it's how they're doing things these days. We know it's corruption.
Yes.
You know it's corruption. I refuse to give in. I don't have to like it, so it doesn't have to be on my page, or I don't have to be connected with individuals of that nature. Because that's not how I roll, and I know that it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You know, we.
But I tell you, go ahead.
I said, with being, you know, on some of the social networks, it is quite easy to get sucked in. It is quite easy to want to vent about what somebody just said to you, or what somebody just did, or, you know, what happened at work, or whatever. It's easy. You know, what your baby daddy did to you. What your baby mama just did to you. It's easy because it's become a way, you know, what you talk, where you talk, where you let off some of your steam, but you can't let your emotions take control. Because once you hit share, everybody sees it.
Hard thing to do, Miss Oatmeal. The emotions are something else.
Right, but sometimes those emotions can ruin relationships, friendships, things of that nature. Back in the day, all we had was three-way calling. So if you want to set somebody up.
That was my jam. I said, Don't say nothing.
You can have somebody, you know, listening in on the conversation.
Your mama
okay, or if you talk about, ooh, Jackie made me sick. She did such to me today. She was acting like a little old woo-woo-woo. Guess what? The only person that knows that is you and whoever you told. I don't care about that because I done said that about you, too.
Mm-hmm. But it does not mean you're not. It doesn't mean that you're not my friend. You could have been having a bad day, or it was a scenario that we needed to get over.
Right.
But when you put it on blast on a social network, you're taking it there. You're taking it there. It's like a form of disrespect to me.
And I would like to comment on that, because there was something that I just recently went through. I just joined the Obama campaign here in Texas, and I'll be very, very frank with you, and I was so surprised that they were able to get in contact with me. My first question was, how did you know about me? Well, you know, when Obama ran the first time, I was out there looking at his websites, put a lot of stuff out there. But this gentleman registered me and showed me every time I was on the Internet. He had a history of every time I was on the Internet, everything. I mean, it scared the hell out of me, because I'm like, you guys are tracking all of this information? But damn, this is just a campaign. I'm like, if it was somebody, the government is tracking everything. You best to believe it, not just the government, but there's other individuals out there tracking everything. So I say, whatever you put out there, it could be, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to beat your ass, it's out there on the Internet. And I'm just letting you know, the powers that be, Facebook ain't just for, you know, communicating. Facebook is for tracking. So people really need to understand, and I ain't going to lie, when I saw that, it scared the hell out of me, because all I can think of, how in the hell can you have all that on me? And I don't get on the Internet that much, but yeah, I do a lot of reading, but they had every time I was on there. And he said, yeah, we're tracking this. You'd be surprised. This is just a small portion. I said, oh, my God. So, you know, our young folks in this generation, I mean, if they want to be successful, if they want to be professionals, if they're looking to strive to do better, everything you do in life has it's going to pay back. I mean, whatever you do in life, people have the opportunity to look at it, you know.
Right. And even more so on a more of a lower scale level of technology, these days, I know my phone does, iPhone will take a picture of what is posted on the Internet, and you can email it to your friends. You can email it around. So a comment that you might have deleted, a comment you might have deleted, or something you said about somebody on a social network site, and you said it out of emotion, and then you went back and you deleted it, you were like, it's cool, ain't nobody see it. If somebody saw it at that point in time, they can take a picture of it and then text it out. I've gotten a text like that before. Okay? So don't put it out there, because people are watching. You don't know who knows who knows what. People watch. I didn't really realize how much people watched until this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I didn't realize how much
people watch and stalk or pay attention, and you can be in your own world.
Yeah.
I'm a person that's in my own world, period. You can roll next to me on the street and be waving and honking, and I still won't see you because I'm always in my own zone.
Yeah.
At work, I have my headphones on. I won't even know that you're next to me unless you tap me on the shoulder.
That's how
much I don't pay. It's not that I don't care. It's just I don't pay attention like that. But people will have another perception of you and put you in a category of you're paying attention. Are you watching them? Maybe you're doing something to try to catch my attention.
Right.
Because you have attention getters out there.
The frequent flirters.
So, you know, and social media networks is not all bad. It's a great tool. It is a great tool for marketing. A great tool to reconnect with old friends and family. I love it for that. I love it to be able to support my friends that are doing big things, be it marriage, or I got a job promotion, or I have a business, or we're party promoters. You know, I love to see that. I love to see that. And if they need me to market it, I do it for free. Just ask.
Yeah.
Just ask. You know, I love the social networks for that. I mean, I was like, woo, thank you. You know, a lot of people that I reconnected with like I said, from back when I was a child, family, lost friends, it's great for that, great for that. But with everything good comes something bad.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Like
I like to say one other comment. In regards to Facebook, I love it. There's excellent networking, there's excellent communication, sharing of photos, keeping in contact with old friends, relatives, et cetera. But I would say, based upon the knowledge that I've been privileged to see, you know, even when you go out there and do personal messages in Facebook and you think it's just private between you and that person, it is private between you and that person. But I can guarantee you, if there was something in those messages that you put in there that could hold you against the court of law, it's just like a text message. They could bring you to court against the things that you put in a text message. You best believe they can get the messages, even the deleted messages from Facebook, out there and take you to court with that. And people need to really, really be careful because, I think a lot of dirt goes on in the personal messages of Facebook.
Yeah, I try, and with some of the new technologies, I'm kind of slow. I always jump on board late, you know, and it's a lot of it can be used against you. Email, text messages, you know, Facebook thing. You know, people, you can say something that really was heartfelt or you really meant, and somebody going to send it to somebody else and laugh at you or talk about you.
They can alter
it. They can make it, you know, seem one way. So it people do use it in negative ways, but at the same time, you know, hey, text messaging is quick. If I can't talk at work, at least I can text you.
Right.
But just like a lot of things in the world, we take things and we go overboard with it. We should not be having a whole relationship via text message. You cannot get to know me to take me out on a date via text message or Facebook or Twitter or email. That's only going to go so far. I really just want you to say good morning and how are you doing and what's up, where are you going to be at, what time, okay, have a blessed day. To me, that's what a lot of this stuff should be for, but everything has been taken overboard and to the extreme. So,
I mean, she's got a good point, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have to realize this. This is the Realness 101. She's coming with it tonight, folks. Realness101.com. Miss Oatmeal Brown gets down and lets it be known. So you need to taste the flavor that is Oatmeal Brown, folks. She comes with the realness and keeps it 100.
All the time. I'm real for a reason. Some people can't handle me as a friend. I can understand why.
Right.
Because I'm not the amen section. I'm not the cheerleader. I'm not going to gas you. I love you. I know you're smart. I know you have a lot of creative gifts.
But you need to handle your business.
I know you're special. Mm-hmm. You love. You're important. But, you know, at the same time, you're all flawed. You see me doing something stupid, I expect you to tell me. That's being real. So I can dish you, and I can take it. But some people can't handle that. They say you're too hard. Well, why are you dwelling on this? No, I'm not dwelling. You got to get to the core of everything. Or else you're repeating yourself over and over and over again till you get it right. So why not have it right smack dead in your face? You have the opportunity to receive it or not. It is what it is, and it's all what it is reality.
No funny
silence. Some of us have to face it a little faster than others, and maybe that's why I am the way I am. Some things I was forced, made to do, and that's how I was taught. Reality. You know, no chaser. Straight up.
And I can vouch for it, folks. He keeps it real. I may not like it all the time, but it's always real. And speaking of keeping it real, folks, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, like y'all know how we get down, you may want to check out the Ag Town, Superfly Thursday in Arlington, Thursday, August 25th at the all-new 1010 Collins Lounge.
Entertainment Complex. Haven't heard of it? Well, it's over by Cowboy Stadium off of Collins, 1010 Collins, right behind the Walgreens. Trust and believe, folks, this place is off the chain. It's lavish. It's lovely. Big screens. It's what you've been waiting on is about to happen. Buffet, happy hour, 7 p.m. until 1 in the morning. Grown and sexy mix and mingle, folks. You'll have DJ Francis J doing her things on the ones and twos. RSVP for your birthdays, booths, they bottle popping over there, everything the grown folks do. Call 972-849-1789. Again, 972-849-1789. It's called the 1010 Lounge over in Collins. 1010 Collins, ladies and gentlemen. That's real talk out there. We're talking about social media networks, folks. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Ms. Oatman, this has been a great show. I don't care what they say on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and everything else. This is what it is. We get nasty.com and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're saying out there, it don't matter. Because this is real talk. You have to know this. Who can sit around and make up stuff about stuff everybody already doing?
Nobody.
We live vicariously through you. Because everything that's going on out there, what we're doing, what you're doing, what your friends are doing, oh, it's good, it's bad, and it's ugly. Somebody's making money online. Somebody's acting a fool online. And somebody has a good message for somebody to hear online.
And somebody is pretending to be somebody else that they're not.
Yeah.
Online.
If there's somebody out there trying, Miss Oatmeal, they're looking for that way. And they're using this social media network because they're watching you, like we've been talking about. They're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Something better that's within them. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's not really necessarily in the social media that you have to find this thing. But if you're constantly looking for that right thing in the social media network, then that's where you really got it wrong, because you get too many different avenues to hear from. You may hear some good, you may hear some bad, you may hear some ugly. But what is it that you really want? Are you really trying to prosper yourself?
Really quick, I have something to say, just really quick while I can remember. I once had a Facebook friend that had over 2,000 friends.
2,000 friends?
Yeah, yes, over 2,000 friends. And
I don't even know.
Had a status update that, you know, they always used to talk about haters and everybody hating on them.
Mm.
And had a status update that said their circle is small.
They had 2,000 friends.
Right.
How your circle?
Like, how, when you read that, when you see that, what do you think? How is your circle small? And you know who your friends are when you have 2,000 friends. Please explain to me, because I don't understand. Because you tired of folks in your business, and you tired of them judging you, and you tired of them hating on you,
mm-hmm.
but you have over 2,000 friends and counting.
The need to be accepted.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
What you see? Because mm-hmm. I just don't understand that for the life of me.
It's a lot of people
because
out
you're
there.
Vocalizing this on a regular basis. Basically.
What you need to, what some people
well,
will.
Maybe you need
are,
to chop down.
They're afraid to admit, Miss Oatmeal.
1,800 friends.
They have very low self-esteem. And they're afraid to admit that. So they have to look to justify all these other people that they don't know to be a comfort zone. Yes, their crowd is small. They're honest about that. They don't really know nobody. But they want 2,000 people to justify just how popular they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think 2,000 friends, you're going to have 2,000 phone numbers in your cell phone? Probably not. You got about 9 real good numbers, and then you got somewhere in there, you got the number to the Chinese buffet delivery, the Pizza Hut people, you know what I'm saying? When you get in them depressed mode, you call them. Mm-hmm.
You know,
y'all know I'm being real.
You don't have your own business, you're not a party promoter,
You're not marketing.
2,000.
Because, you know, yes, 2,000, 4,000, yeah, you got your own graphic arts. I want, how much a weekend pay to get to 4,000? Why? It's because we're a business.
Hello.
And
strength in numbers. It's in the Bible.
But, you know, me as an individual, I don't add everybody that adds me. I don't go looking to add people now. I really don't. Somebody might pop up every once in a while, and I'll add. But other than that, I mean, I'm trying to keep it low.
Yeah, and if you want to see what's going on, folks, hit us up at How Was Your Weekend page. That's what's up. That's what we letting y'all know. We're going to keep it real right here because we understand the business. And we, you know, you're going to see it. It's the fantastic flyer that represents our graphics. So we want to give a big shout out to How Was Your Weekend's own Skip Knight of Incline Graphics. If you love the graphics on Oatmeal Brown's CD cover for Knick Knack, if you like the flyer for How Was Your Weekend in the online happy hour, if you like the new book cover, The Second Place Women Who Come In First, and the new logo for Andy Brown Speaks, make sure you hit up How Was Your Weekend's own graphic artist and photographer and website extraordinaire, Skip Knight. HowWasYourWeekend.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's real talk.
He's awesome, guys. He's great.
The proof is in the pudding.
He's great. I love his artistic ability to put into place what you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes so smooth and clearly. He just makes it happen. Skip, that's what's up. We
now, you know, Miss Oatmeal, it's hard for some people to fathom that when they say when they wanted to grow up, they had dreams of doing certain things. You know? Maybe it's people out there that just really can't see you on the album cover because they look at you only in a certain way. Maybe it's people out there that really don't see what the Realness 101 is, and maybe because they don't have their own website that they really can't justify a reason to go click on yours. But somebody is looking.
So let me tell you, just real quick, because this is our show, so I can plug myself, okay? If they do the research, if they remotely research my background, then they would understand why it's all going down like this. I'm late because I was chasing something that was not chasing me, and God kept putting this back in my face, back in my face, back in my face. So what was I going to do? Just let it go? JB, you went to a visual and performing arts school. You video and graphics there. JB, you have a degree in mass communication, yes, broadcast and radio. When you and one of your best friends on KGRM 91.5, didn't you used to DJ Field? Didn't you open up? Weren't you one of the first female DJs in Dallas? Wow. Man, people that only know you for a certain period of time or didn't know these things tend to make those type of judgment calls.
Right.
But see, I don't make judgment calls unless I do my research.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to say. So they just need to get ready because it's not over and it's not going to ever stop. I'll be 45. How old was Oprah?
Oprah was like 19.
I'm talking about now.
First got
the show just went off. The show
Oprah,
just went
Oprah
off.
50 to 54, 55.
Oprah. I'm
yeah.
not Oprah. I'm going to have my own lane.
Right.
So they can either accept it, hate it, or love it, because it's not going away.
And she's put it out there, folks.
That's all I'm going to say.
Nationally unsyndicated internet radio talk show, and she's put it out there. It's 2011. Watch Miss Oatmeal climb this ladder to greatness, and I'm going to be right there to watch it.
They don't know you're a business marketing major, Andy. They don't know.
And I'm going to look at my Facebook. You know what? I challenge everybody to go back and look at their own Facebook page 1 year ago today, August 17, 2010, and go see what you posted. Go look on your Twitter account and see what you posted 1 year ago today and see what kind of nonsense was on your mind and understand if you've made any change, any progress. The reason the months of the year and calendar are marked, folks, and show jobs is because they have goals that they set and they want to obtain certain things by a certain period of time because that shows how much they've grown and grow. They had, you know, the president that don't nobody really know, everybody work for him.
Mm-hmm.
They send them a couple of emails. I tell you about what's going on about their business. Yeah, we have talks like that over here. Because we understand the business, and I'm asking you folks, do it for yourself.
Right.
Why not work for yourself?
How long has that book been wrote, Annie? That book been wrote for
forever.
Right, exactly. And Knick Knack was wrote in 2006, 2007.
Right.
Come on now, recorded in 2008. They think it's a game, Andy, for real. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm getting off. I'm sorry. I'm, it's my bad.
Come on, you're going to hold on to
dollars. I just got to say it. Some people don't know. They just need to know. It's no validation. No validation.
How long are you going to hold on to your dreams, people? How long are you going to let that thing sit inside of you?
Or maybe your gift. Because, see, what you're supposed to be doing in this life is supposed to be easy, right? It's just taking those steps and working hard to get there. But it's not going to be as hard as trying to get there in corporate. I knew a person, I have a friend that went to school for one thing and now is blossoming in another area of her career based on some steps that she took on the side. And is so much of a happier person when it comes to her career than I had ever seen her since I've known her. That's exactly how I feel when I go to work now.
Right.
Because, see, I know what's going on. I'm comfortable with my day job. I love it. God bless me with it. I had to do something for a year and a half that I did not want to do, but I had experience in. And God brought me right back to what I had when he shut down Washington Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much on a better level now. I can get up. I love going to work. Why? Because I have something else to look forward to on Wednesday night.
Hello.
Why? Because I have some other areas in my life that are advancing and they're moving.
Yeah.
Based on these seeds that I previously sown, I just finally knew how to put it all together.
Amen.
Wow. It's amazing what can happen when you truly tap in to what's going on around you. So you won't have to keep going through the same stuff over and over again.
Right.
You know, I can't wait to the next book. I can't wait till Annie writes his next book.
I've been contemplating on doing
it's
the second one.
It's about time, you know,
but
because
you know.
You wrote this one. We get it out there. It's going to be a bestseller, no
yeah.
doubt.
I've been contemplating, folks. I've been making some little scratch notes here and there. But the fact of the matter is, and you can check them out, I set a game plan. I wanted to be a father to my child and make the right moves to do what it took to get him here to live with me. Everybody's seen it. You can see me post it. This is what I do. Call me out. And I wanted to be real about it, folks. But you have to understand, you can do the same thing. He's here with me now. Real talk. And you can do the same thing. Do it for you. If not do it for you, do it for them children that you have. Step out and be something.
Step out.
And leave them with something. How much? I had to bury a family member not that long ago. You know how much he left his children? Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
But memories and chicken, because everybody had to sniff and snot. Well, woe is such and such because we passed away. Some people don't want you to care about that. What it was, you know, is what it was. You just lost somebody, big deal. But you got to think about that. That's somebody's parent that just passed away. They left them nothing. People leave something for your children. If not just because of what we're saying, but it's a biblical principle. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So I'm really not too concerned about what I'm going to give my son. I'm trying to give something back to his children that aren't even here. Because you want to create and set the legacy. Kennedys have done it. What makes them better than you? Bushes have done it. What makes them better than you?
Right.
Simmons have done it. What makes them better than you?
Hey.
Holmes have done it. What makes them better than you?
The Browns of my family have done it. Okay. My mom left me, you know, a few shows. I would rather have her back than all of this.
Right.
Okay. That's what has, you know, contributed to me pursuing what I'm doing now. Because I was that student in the sixth grade that had to do the sixth grade graduation speech. Yeah, that was me.
That's cool.
I got an A in public speaking.
Mm.
So,
not me.
I mean, this is something that I didn't even see in myself.
Right.
That my parents saw at a young age. I didn't care back then. I didn't care about it. I was like, whatever. I'm
right.
just average. It's no biggie. No big deal. This ain't nothing. I'm just doing it. But I had to do it.
Yeah.
But until I finally came into it, now I understand. You're supposed to be a voice. You're flawed. You're real. You're God-fearing. You are this package.
Mm-hmm.
So either you're going to be in pain and keep it in, or you're going to let it out.
Right.
Either way it goes. You're going to get some sticks. You're going to get some stones. People going to say this. People going to say that. They talked about Jesus. They're going to talk about you. Whether you're doing good or whether you're doing bad, somebody's going to receive it. Somebody's not.
And then,
you don't need anybody else but God. That's all you need. That's all you need when you're on your journey for what your destiny is and your gift is. That's all you need. He will place the right people at a time in your life where you're not even looking for it. They'll come and just ask you, you thought about being a life coach? Have you ever thought about being a co-host on a radio show? Why don't you think about that? Why don't you call in, listen
see what
to
happens.
Us? Right.
Let's try.
Right. And before you know it, you're 8 months into being a co-host on a radio show.
Well, over 10,000 people can hear you on a regular basis.
Right.
10,000.
You was kind of fighting it, like, whatever. Whatever. I mean, whatever. You was kind of fighting it, but you went ahead and did it. Because this is not something that you're new to, but you just never know where God is trying to lead you. So do it. Do it. It's all about the journey.
One second happens.
It's all about the journey. And each time you do something in your life, good, you're taking a positive step forward.
Right.
So if I can look back and see these seeds, I've done something. It don't matter who knows.
Right.
It doesn't matter who knows, Andy. As long as you know and God knows and you see it, you're good.
That's all that matters, folks. It don't take over 4,000 Facebook friends to justify this. This is the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. She's coming with it. Oatmeal Brown is doing her thing. Realness101.com is her website. Her hot single, Knickknack, is slamming on YouTube. Go to iTunes, folks. Go to CD Baby and download the single, Remix. And check out that ringtone today, folks. It's real. How about you know somebody that's on the ringtone? Do you know Soulja Boy? Nah. Are you doing your thing? Are they doing it? Do you know them?
And also, check out BTGMP, Bridging the Gap. It's a mentor program that I'm a part of. We got to start giving back.
Right.
Go ahead and, you know, pull up the website, look us up. Hey, hit us up. It's all good. We need it.
Right. And we keep it real, folks. Hit us up on How Was Your Weekend page and let us know what you thought about the show. Tosh, we appreciate you chiming in. Big Ray, my man from Kelleton chimed in. E-Dub was on for a little bit, but you know, we'll get E-Dub back. That's my man. We're keeping it real, folks, and going to be doing so for a very long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label, and we're not making this up. One World Media is the marketing and distribution team. The evolution of greatness, folks, is shaping into form, and you're listening and you're watching it happen right now. Highlight your talent. We got you. What's the worst that could happen? You don't do it?
I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Misty Wells, with Trey Nouveau. That's another business that's jumping off.
Represent.
That's right.
Represent.
All my big sisters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated that are doing big things and got laid off from their jobs. But guess what? They got their own businesses.
Right.
That's what it's about.
AndyBrownSpeaks.com is the website, folks. I just want to help you be a better you. The book is called Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. You can purchase it on my website under the contacts page. Hit products. It's going to be on Kindle, Amazon, Book, Baby, and more. I'm going to let you get your Labor Day on, but trust, right after Labor Day, you need to have this. If you want it right now, let me know, and I'll send you a copy. Go to AndyBrownSpeaks.com. And if you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, on Saturday, August the 27th, I'll be at the Ladies Roundtable discussing some key topics to be a part of the panel as well, also there. Follow us on Facebook, folks, and advertise your business with us. The show, we're doing big things. Represent your business to the fullest, folks. And if you ever miss the live show, it's okay to log on to howwasyourweekend.com, the online happy hour. Check out some of our past shows. Take a pick, because we've done over 70 strong. And I know you got time to check us out, folks. So, Ms. Ogden, it's been great. As we wrap up the show, I want to thank the panel for their insights. I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in, who've been blogging and chatting with us in the chat room. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information, do us a favor. Tell five more people to share with you with How Was Your Weekend and hit your Facebook friends so they can tune in with us as we come back with another hot topic next week. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm O'Mill Brown with the Realness 101. Die first.
Good night. Go miles to my friend. Here we go.
Here we go.
Just cause you see me and my team, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lays. I know you like my knick-knack teddy wear. I know you like my knick-knack teddy wear. I know you like my knick-knack teddy wear. That's what I represent. All the fellas love me. They want it from me. They're goody, goody, real sexy, hoodie. More than love, but just enough. All this patty, waddy, make you fall in love.
Just cause you see me and my jeans, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lays.
Yeah, 9, 10, 11, 12, more than love and thick as hell. Full thick and face and let no extra ass hustle in it.